When Steve Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, the company was 90 days from bankruptcy. Within 14 years, it became the world's most valuable company. This remarkable transformation wasn't driven by innovative products alone. It was powered by an obsession with simplicity that permeated every aspect of the business. Why do Apple products feel so intuitive while competitors struggle with complexity? The answer lies in what Ken Segal calls the simple stick, a philosophy that became Apple's guiding principle and secret weapon. This approach isn't just about minimalist design. It's about a relentless focus on what matters most, eliminating everything else, and creating experiences that feel natural and human. The beauty of this approach is that it isn't exclusive to Apple. It's a universal human preference that any business can harness, which explains why Insanely Simple has become required reading in business schools worldwide, and why executives from various industries, including Elon Musk, have referenced its principles. Getting hit with the simple stick at Apple meant having your work rejected for failing the simplicity test. Steve Jobs embodied brutal honesty, prioritizing truth over feelings. When presented with mediocre work, he wouldn't hesitate. "So, you put the B team on this one, did you?" Despite his directness, most people understood he was pushing them toward excellence. Apple staff described the rotating turret. When someone said something obviously wrong, an uncomfortable pause would follow as Steve's internal sensors fixed on the source before unloading. Those who survived developed thicker skin, a valuable business advantage. Steve himself absorbed useful criticism while blocking the rest. Simplicity requires small groups of smart people. At Apple, everyone in a meeting had to serve a purpose, no mercy invitations. Jobs actively resisted big company behavior, believing small teams of the smartest people drove Apple's success. At a 2010 conference, he revealed, "You know how many committees we have at Apple? Zero. We're organized like a startup. We're the biggest startup on the planet." Small groups work better because work quality decreases with more people and increases with the ultimate decision maker's participation. In Apple's flat organization, employees understand what needs doing and why, creating a fundamentally different mindset from hierarchical companies where meetings merely prepare for presentations to higher-ups. Upon returning to Apple after his 11-year exile, Jobs simplified Apple's confusing product lineup into a four-quadrant strategy: laptops and desktops for consumers and professionals. This saved millions in support costs while providing clarity. As he later advised Nike CEO, "Nike makes some of the best products in the world, but you also make a lot of crap. Just get rid of the crappy stuff and focus on the good stuff." While Apple offers just two customizable laptop models, competitors overwhelm customers with 20-plus overlapping options, turning a quick decision into hours of confusion. When choice becomes excessive, it transforms from benefit to liability, creating purchase anxiety. Jobs once proudly highlighted the elimination of visible seams on the second-generation iMac, a subtle detail customers wouldn't consciously notice but would appreciate subconsciously. When iPad launched, critics focused on missing features, while competitors rushed to add everything the iPad lacked, yet these additions failed to sell. Apple's deliberate subtractions during design created the appeal customers responded to. If you've ever felt drawn to an Apple product's intuitive response, you've experienced simplicity's power, a fundamental law of commerce. Simplicity attracts. The easiest way to ruin a project is giving it too much time, inviting overthinking and second-guessing. As Leonard Bernstein said, "To achieve great things, two things are needed: a plan and not quite enough time." The ideal timeline is about 3 months, sufficient for quality without excessive deliberation. When Steve Jobs found Apple's agency review process dragging, he applied the simple stick, immediately calling his friend Lee Clow rather than prolonging the selection. Apple maintains momentum through two principles: aim realistically high, create a music player first, not a do-everything device, and never stop moving. By creating revolutionary 1.0 products that hint at future possibilities, Apple establishes leadership while competitors catch up, allowing them to recycle their leadership with each iteration. When most companies face extinction, they cut marketing. Jobs did the opposite, boldly investing in Apple's brand during crisis. He recognized Apple was wasting its budget saying 100 things quietly instead of one thing loudly. The Jobs Clow reunion produced the Think Different campaign, two words capturing Apple's essence that served as both customer message and employee attlecry. The campaign paired these words with black and white images of iconic figures who changed the world, from Einstein to Jim Henson, Hitchcock to the Dalai Lama. For television, Richard Dreyfuss narrated over footage celebrating the crazy ones who saw things differently. The iPod Silhouettes campaign exemplifies this approach. Stylized figures dancing against bright backgrounds with only white outlines of iPod and earphones conveying emotion without showing product details. Steve Jobs' appreciation for technology's emotional impact emerged when he called Siegel late one night in 1999, moved after creating a video of his children with iMovie. This revealed Jobs' commitment to technology that connects on a human level. From its inception, Apple created products reflecting human values, with Macintosh allowing users to think like people rather than machines. In the last decade, Apple's simplicity became increasingly attuned to humanity, creating products that appealed emotionally. iPod marked this turning point, entering a crowded market with the insight of managing music in iTunes rather than on the device itself, removing barriers between people and their music. Apple communicates in human terms, not technical jargon. Instead of describing the original iPod as a 6.5-ounce music player with a 5-gigabyte drive, they simply said, 1,000 songs in your pocket. This human speak is fundamental to simplicity, yet many companies pursue quick fixes rather than cultural transformation. Apple's success comes from brilliant teams pursuing perfection through technical expertise, artistic sensibility, and bravado. While simplicity alone won't create the next Apple, it can transform your business when applied consistently across disciplines. The practical means include think brutal, honest interactions. Think small, small groups with decision makers. Think minimal, one focused message. Think motion, timelines with pressure. Think iconic, powerful images. Think phrasal, clear communication. Think human, genuine voice. And think skeptic, maintain conviction despite criticism. Organizational change is challenging, but Steve Jobs' legacy makes advocating for simplicity easier. You're not promoting an obscure theory, but a powerful tool used by one of history's most successful business leaders. This challenge matters because we live in a complicated world. Those championing simplicity will always stand apart. What if your next project focused relentlessly on what truly matters, eliminated everything else, and communicated with clarity? The principles that transformed Apple from near bankruptcy to the world's most valuable enterprise are available to anyone brave enough to wield the simple stick. The question isn't whether simplicity works, it's whether you have the courage to embrace it.